That was something. Sorry if I had startled anybody with that. I know I was startled. But yeah, this has been Yam Session, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We have one more song tonight. It's going to be Lost by Frank Ocean off his album Channel Orange. Was always a big fan of the album, but never enjoyed this song that much. But I listened to it this weekend and got really into it. So here it is. Have a good night, everyone. Peace.
Double D, big four breast on my baby. Triple weight, couldn't wait the love I got for the girl. And I just wanna know why you ain't been going to work. Boss ain't working you like this. He can't take care of you like this. Now you're lost, lost in the heat of it all. Girl, you know you're lost, lost in the thrill of it all. Miami, Amsterdam, Tokyo, Spain, lost. Los Angeles, India, lost on a train, lost. Got on my buttercream silk shirt and it's Versace. Hand me my triple A so I could wait to work. I got on your girl. No, I don't really wish, I don't wish the titties were short. No, have I ever let you get caught? No. Lost, lost in the heat of it all. Girl, you know you're lost, lost in the thrill of it all. Miami, Amsterdam, Tokyo, Spain, lost. Los Angeles, India, lost on a train, lost. She's at the stove, can't believe I got her out here cooking dough.
Cooking dough.
I promise she'll be whipping meals up for a family of her own someday. Nothing wrong,
nothing wrong,
nothing wrong with the lie. Nothing wrong with another short plane ride through the skies. You and
just
I,
you and I
are lost, lost in the heat of it.
Trayvon, a nigga look just like me.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
What's up?
This is WMFO Medford 91.5
FM.
FM radio.
In Medford.
Welcome. I'm Scott, aka DJ Solonox. We got
DJ Tortoise.
And our special guest, Gus Meyer, who is always our special guest.
Every time.
He's
every
always
time. My mic is real hot.
That's okay.
Hello.
This week, we are...
it's a very special week.
We're doing a very special week. We're starting a sort of series that will happen maybe every couple weeks, every month.
Mm-hmm. So keep tuning in.
Where we pick an album that inspires... is appreciated a lot by, loved by one of us, mm-hmm. and then we will discuss it, play exclusively from that album. This week, it's my turn. I chose Frank Ocean's Blonde, and we'll discuss that in a little bit once the song Nikes plays out. Look at all the people feet dance. I know that your nigga came with you. But he ain't with you. The only human and it's humid in these bar mains. I mean my balls sticking to my jeans. We breathing pheromones and burrows. Sipping pink gold lemonades. Feeling I may be younger, but I look after you. We're not in love, but I make love to you. When you're not here, I'll save some for you. I'm not him, but I mean something to you. I mean something to you. I mean something to you. You got a room and you'll hear what we do. It's only
week, you'll probably feel better. By the weekend, still remember, had you going crazy, screaming my name, the feeling deep down.
Hey guys, so the show again is Uphill Records Radio, and we had this little idea a couple weeks ago, maybe 2 weeks ago.
Scott, it's all Scott's idea.
No, it was Scott Dan's idea.
Was it Dan's idea?
It was Dan's idea. It was Dan's idea. It was a really good idea.
Not Scott's.
Wait, was it my
idea? No, it was my idea.
Okay, it was Dan's idea. It doesn't really matter.
At all.
I'm glad that you had the idea. So, but we pick an album that we enjoy, and we're going to discuss it. It's my week. We're talking about Frank Ocean's Blonde, which came out last year, August 2016, like the end of August. Highly anticipated. You know, he came out with Channel Orange before it, which
was 2012, right?
2013, I want to say. 2012, you're right. 2012.
Wasn't there like 4 years of him like sort of just being quiet and like behind the scenes, and then all of a sudden he just sort of like started producing all this? All these music videos and stuff like just.
Well, that happened right after like this whole Blonde Endless was the album that came out like the day before that he released, that was like thought to be the album but not the album. It was a visual album that was released on Apple Music, and since then he's been releasing like.
What do you mean by a visual album?
The visual part of the album. Of Endless was just like a black and white montage or live building of a staircase. It was weird. It didn't really
experimental.
Yeah, I don't know if that means anything, but it was all these short songs. It was we thought we were being trolled, Frank fans. We thought we were being trolled, but then 2 days later he came out Blonde, and then since then he's been releasing a bunch of singles, Chanel, Biking. A lot of singles since then. But before that, you know, he was supposed to release an album in 2015 or 2016, and then it took him like a whole year or two to come up with Blonde and Endless. Like, he was supposed to release, I think in 2015, people were hyping up, you know, the album and saying that they heard songs, like, people were saying that they heard White Ferrari or early versions of it, and that it was going to be the most beautiful thing you're going to hear in 2016.
Ooh.
But it didn't come out.
Was
or 2015 it? And then didn't come out until 2016.
That's
or something
for
like
us
that.
To decide right now.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's a little backstory of the album.
Backstory.
So
we all came in with various, like, experience with the album.
Right.
It's one of Scott's favorite albums.
I think it might be my favorite.
It might be Scott's favorite album.
Possibly.
And it ideally, whoever picks the album is going to like the album.
Oh yeah.
Going
that's,
forward.
That's the goal
so
of this.
One of Scott's favorite albums. I had listened to it when it came out, but I kind of didn't listen to it that much. I probably only listened to it like two or three times all the way through. And then,
which is still a decent amount. Well, for me at least, if I listen to an album two or three times through, that's a decent amount. I don't know if you listen to albums
but
more.
But it didn't really hit me.
Until
I really paid attention to it when I listened last week.
Dan or Gus?
I listened to it today.
I also listened to it about 2 hours ago.
Yeah, same. I mean, I obviously heard a bunch of the songs before, but I never actually sat down and listened to it.
Right.
Yeah. Which I think is something that people should do more often, because...
Do what?
Sit down and listen to an album all the way through, because...
Just without doing other things.
Well, there's like a trend where musicians nowadays like make tracks continuous and make like songs bleed into one another.
Yeah.
And it's meant to be like sort of a
like
story,
a narrative. Full length.
This album, I think Blonde is a good example of that. Some of the songs blended.
It's good narrative structure.
Yeah, it had good narrative structure blended. Yeah. Other songs were like abruptly came in, but on purpose. Stuff like that, you know. So
yeah,
I think
look at it as a whole.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Just like,
this album, I think.
I want to write an album like that.
Yeah,
it's hard to do.
It's tough.
Seems like that's when you've.
It's almost
become a real artist.
A concept album. I think Blonde.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think it's a concept. I wouldn't go that far, in my opinion. I would say it's not a concept album, but it definitely shows. It has themes.
Yeah.
For sure.
Can we talk about themes?
Let's talk about
themes.
Because
I've written down some themes.
All right. Perf. What
okay,
theme?
Here's I'm gonna name the four themes that I came up with.
Okay.
Oh, Benny took notes.
I took notes.
Benny took notes. I I did not take notes, but
that's so fine. I felt but like I, taking notes.
I've heard these song. I've heard this album maybe 100 times.
So I thought, here, I'm gonna pull up the track list.
I thought you said 3 or 4.
No. Me? Yeah. No, I listened to this album like this is probably the most played thing on my iPod.
Oh wow!
On both Apple Music and Spotify. Probably.
Like since the album came out, like there wasn't a time where you discovered it. No, it was just like well.
It came out. Okay, it came out while Benny's looking through his notes. It came out, and I listened to it a few times, like a lot more than most albums, because I don't listen to albums all the way through a lot that much anymore. Mm. Or it takes me a while, but this album for me was very easy to get through. Like I remember I had a car ride and I listened to it and it was one of those albums I immediately put it on repeat after that. But there's a period of time where I didn't listen to it because I think at the time there's a lot of albums coming out. I don't remember. I remember listening to other stuff and then coming back to it, and then it's been, so there was a little lull period, but basically I've been listening to this all the time.
What I noticed, I kind of paid attention to the track listing a little bit. So there's a lot of interludes, and
I hate interludes.
Well, I have a love-hate relationship with interludes.
I always hate interludes.
Anyway, I saw the album as split into, I guess, 4 parts based on the interludes. And then, so the first, here's some themes. They more or less, they don't really line up, but I kind of thought they maybe lined up with the 4 parts of the album. But okay. here's what I think. So I thought part one of the album was about childhood.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of references to like his younger years, like playgrounds and stuff like that.
Right.
Part two was drugs. And maybe that would be adolescence. I don't know.
College.
Yeah.
College.
Yeah.
College is mentioned a lot.
I'll get into that when Spain's done.
Yeah.
College. And then I saw, after those first two parts, it was kind of less structured in terms of, like, consistent themes. But two other ones I noticed that were big that were sexuality and also jealousy. Relationship.
Yeah.
Jealousy and stuff like that. Any thoughts?
I think another big...
Sorry.
Yeah. I think a big pivotal... like if there's like one moment that's talked about a lot on this album or a nice amount that might seem odd, but if you know the story that makes sense, he talks about college a lot. But in college he went to school in New Orleans during Katrina, which is something that was very pivotal. Like that's like the second half of Nights is talking about that, that transferring campus, all that.
Which, fun fact, the second half to the song Nights occurs exactly at the 30 minute mark. And the album is exactly an hour long.
Yeah, and he does.
So it's really a fulcrum.
He plays with length a lot, too.
Yeah.
Futura Free in the interview, he talks about like there's one of the people interviewing another person, like because it's like a whole series of like cut up interviews, asks how long a light year is, and it's like 9.4.
Times 10,
and it's and the song is, you know, that
is it
that nine like minute, nine minutes like 20 seconds. Yeah.
Ooh.
So it's just weird, like things like that. Time is a big thing
on
this album.
Easter eggs, man.
I think like time is another theme in the sense that he's a lot of times it's reflecting on like his past, like
What's that audio in the last song from his childhood? Because when you listen to it, we'll probably play it at some point in the show.
Mm-hmm.
It's obviously children speaking, and when they're actually playing that audio, you can hear like background noise,
right,
from a VHS or some sort of like tape machine. So like it, you know, it must have been taken from some sort of like old
school. No, this is like device, right? What I'm thinking, that's one part that I have trouble understanding what they're saying during because it's so muffled. So I had to look at like transcriptions whenever I like would look at that part. And I think, I don't know if he himself is interviewed a lot in it, I don't know the person who's doing it, but the people who are getting interviewed are people that were like associated or part of the group Odd Future, because he was part of Odd Future.
Right,
it was like
right.
their like early days, I think, like right. when they were like, because Tyler was pretty young,
yeah,
during the earlier days, like they were all teenagers, like early. So I think it's during them when they that time when they just skated a lot. Like, and
what do you do? I play soccer.
Right.
I go to school
and skateboard like, and stuff
it,
like that.
You know, it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's like, man, this guy sits at home and does nothing all day. It's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like my high school experience.
That was not my...
Yeah, so time,
I think. Yeah, do you think we should play a track?
Yeah, let's go.
Let's play a track. Okay, so we'll do each your favorite of mine, of ours. Excuse me.
Scott's show today.
So we'll play... Oh, there's so many.
Do you want to do in chronological order or?
Oh, in the album. We're not gonna have time. Well, no. Like the songs, album, the songs that we want in chronological order. Right. So I'm thinking, "Self Control" is one that I really enjoy a lot. So I'll play one. That'll be mine.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's fine. It doesn't have to be in chronological.
Well, right. I'm not. Oh, you want?
No. Don't worry about it. We'll play "Self Control."
Okay.
Should we? Why is it one of your favorite songs?
It's one of those songs that, like, on the album, like, there's a lot of guitars on the album, but it, like, a lot of them are, like, spaced out and stuff like that. Like, but these guitars, I think, I don't know, they hit me from the first listen that I had. Plus, the song, the lyrics are just so, I feel like they hit you on this song. Mm-hmm. Like, it's about, you know, this relationship that's, like, sort of, like, not meant to be, in the sense that, you know, Frank's trying to chase someone that might be in, like, a situation already, like a relationship situation, but he's trying to keep his self-control from, you know, being a bad person and going for it, like going for that relationship, even though that other person's in a relationship. But it's just but it's just like one of those songs where the lyrics really hit you. It's like, it has a story, and the vocals do a lot of clever things during that song, so I'll play it.
About your summer last night, ooh, yeah. About your summer last night.
Don't give you no play. Could I make it shy last night? Could I make it shy on the last night?
Last night.
Could we make it in? Do we have time?
I'll be the boyfriend in your wet dreams tonight. Noses on a rail. Cut your hair, but you used to live a blinded life. Wish I was there, wish we'd grown up on the same advice. And our time was right.
Keep a place for me.
Like never, 'cause I made you your self-control, and you made me lose my self-control. Night, night, night. I know you
got it.
Hey, that was Self Control by Frank Ocean, the man of the hour.
If you haven't figured out that we're playing Frank Ocean tonight.
And only. Discussing, specifically Blonde. So, I've been talking a lot. I want to ask you guys if that was a standout song for me, but, you know, what your guys' thoughts on it when you first listened to it, or just things that stand out about that song.
I think it didn't stand out to me compared to other songs.
All right.
I just found it more boring.
It's fair.
Like, obviously, it's, like, amazingly produced and stuff.
No, it's definitely...
Like, in terms of, like, all the nice, slow, kind of, like, big...
Right.
...synthy stuff...
Right.
...going on. Like, it's really cool, but, like, it's just kind of, like...
Yeah, it's very... You know? It's very mellow. Like, it's there's mellow. a lot of orchestration on other... slow, less drum. Well, there's not a lot of drums in this whole album, but like songs with
maybe that's why
it's songs. Okay. It's for a lot of it's just, you know, electric guitar and his voice,
yeah,
playing along. So I could see it's a slow song.
Is this
song
a song
sure.
with a whole guitar interlude?
Which one?
Is that a different one? I think that was a different one.
The one we just played.
No, there's a whole interlude guitar part in one of the songs.
I'm trying to remember.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, I don't think it's this one. I don't know what you're thinking of though, but I don't think it's this one.
There are a lot of guitar only bits though.
There's one specific one which well, we may play it. It may be one of the songs.
Sure. Yeah. So are we gonna play Nights next?
Yeah, so which one of you so,
I forget. I think it was Charlie.
My favorite.
Or, Charlie, Gus.
Charlie's our friend.
I think
fellow yeah. WMFO DJ. We asked him to come tonight, but he's busy. But he wanted us to play nights.
Yeah, for him.
I also like nights.
Yeah, I think when I first listened to it for a while, like the album a while, that was my favorite.
Yeah,
like after,
like the first couple months.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the first,
like of me hearing the album.
So
like,
you, that was it my grew favorite. On you as opposed to immediately standing.
No, it immediately stood out.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now it's not my favorite. It's still a really good song.
That makes sense. I just kind of like it for the musical the production aspect, is and I like the
beat change.
Oh yeah, the beat's very, very nice.
Yeah,
it's and just it's a like very Dan's, solid melody. And stuff.
You said it's the halfway point.
It's literally so. There's gonna be a. You could even call it like a song change. It's basically two songs.
Oh, beat change. Yeah.
Yeah.
Beat change and like just everything changes like halfway through the song. And mm-hmm. I think that album is exactly an hour long.
Yeah.
Wait, did I already say this on air?
You did. Yeah.
Oh, never mind.
But we're reiterating.
I forget if we said it.
We're reiterating.
Oh, yeah.
So basically, when you hear the song change, that will be exactly halfway through the album if you're going to listen to it chronologically.
Yeah. It's a lot of people think it like the album's in. Two parts instead of four, but yeah. Four isn't a good two. I think what you're saying made sense.
Well,
but
two divides four.
True. So, that math.
Like they
out.
Both like.
Yeah, you could. It's subpart. You could have subparts.
You couldn't have it in half and in thirds. But you could have it in half and in quarters, which
it's like half yes. and then half again.
Yeah. Exactly.
Crazy.
So yeah, I think it definitely takes. You know, even production wise, I think the first eight songs. And the first half of Nights have a lot different tone than the last part of the album, like second half of Nights onwards.
Yeah, definitely.
Let's play it up.
We'll play Nights. Great song. See you in a bit.
Round your city, round the clock. Everybody needs you. No
know you can't make everybody equal. Although you got buku family, you don't even got nobody being honest with you. Breathe till I evaporated. My whole body see-through, transportation handmade. And I know it better than most people. I don't trust them anyways. You can't break the law with them. Get some good, she have a calm night. Shooters killing left and right. Working through your worst night. If I get my money right, you know I won't need you. And I tell you, I hope the sack is full up. I'm fucking, no, I'm fucked up. Spend it when I get that. I ain't tryna keep you. Can't keep up a conversation, can't nobody read you. Why your eyes well up? Did you call me from a seance? You were from my past life. Hope you're doing well, bro. I've been out here head first. Always like the head first. Signal coming in and out. Hope you're doing well, bro. Everybody needs you. Everybody needs you. Ooh, nani nani. This feel like a quaalude. No sleep in my body. Ain't no bitch in my body. New beginnings. New beginnings. Wake up high, the sun's going down. Time to start your day, bro. Can't keep being laid on. Know you need the money. Gon' survive every night, shit. Every day, shit. Dropping baby off at home before my night, shit. You know I can't hear none of them spend the night, shit. Kumbaya, shit. Wanna see Nirvana, but don't wanna die, yeah. Wanna feel that none of them come by. Fuck with me after my shit. Know them boys wanna see me broke down, shit. Bummed out and shit. Stressed out and shit. That's every day, shit. Shut the fuck up, I don't want your conversation. Rolling marijuana, that's some cheap vacation. My everyday shit, every night shit. Everyday shit.
Every night fucks every day up. Every day patches the night up. On God, you should match it, it's that KO. No one lighters till I fuck my 28th up. 1998, my family had the Acura. Oh, the legend. Cap at least six discs and a changer. Back when Boswell and Percy had it active. Couple bishops in the city building mansions. Oh, the reverend. Preaching self-made millionaire status. When we could only eat at Shoney's on occasion. After Trina hit, I had to transfer campus. Your apartment I didn't use since where I waited. Staying with you when I didn't have an address. Fucking on you when I didn't own a mattress. Working on a way to make it out of Texas. Every night, dropping baby, y'all been home before my night. Yeah. You know I can't hear none of that. Spend the night. My gosh. Wanna see Nirvana, I wanna die. Yeah. Wanna feel it, I don't know, you come by. Fuck with me at the mosh. If you know them boys wanna see me bunk down, see me bunk dodge, trip status, every day shit. Shut the fuck up, I don't want your conversation. Rolling marijuana, that's a cheap vacation. Every day shit, every night shit. Every day shit, every night shit. Every day shit, every night shit. Every night shit.
Every time I miss that one. That was Just Nights by Frank Ocean. I'm sorry, I blanked out for a second.
So that was a good song.
Really good song.
It's my favorite on for sure.
Certainly one of my favorites.
We were all doing the guitar interlude. That was the one that Dan was mentioning. I think it's so cool.
Yeah, it's
really done by some guitarist who. I was reading about this. Some guitarist. I'm not even gonna say it. It was some guitarist who worked with a bunch of other famous people, and like he co-wrote this song.
Van Halen.
Five other people. The guitarist may have worked with Clapton and. I forget.
There are some like reoccurring guitar players on this album that he also tours with and stuff. Mm. But I don't know if it's one of those guys.
I was also so noting that that bass synth towards the end was just very subtle and nice.
Nice and thick.
Very nice song.
Nice.
Yeah.
Every
yeah.
sound really works on the album. There's no everything just glues.
Nothing is extraneous, but at the same time, like everything's subtle.
It's
like,
subtle and still interesting, though.
Yeah, like, I listened to it today, like, twice before the show, and, like, I'd be picking up on, like, little sounds, like, in certain parts of your ear.
Yeah.
Like, it really uses the stereo field really well, I think. Like, yeah. I think it's gonna be one of those albums that people are gonna look at for time and time to come, like, on, like, mixing strategies and production strategies in terms of using the stereo field
fully produced in, like, 2017.
There's a lot of guest producers,
but what I've heard in like interviews with other artists that have worked with him, it's like he takes a lot of people that he like knows from various things, brings them in the studio, and has them like do like they'll have a guitarist that'll play like hours on one song, just like coming up with ideas, and they take a part of that. And then they move on to, like, everyone else. It's like a Kanye West situation where everyone's brought in.
That's cool.
And, like, using different people. Where
that would take so long.
This album took a long time to make.
Yeah, 4 years, I mean.
He has a bunch of versions of a bunch of different songs. Like, he has over 50 versions of White Ferrari.
Oh, my God.
It's, like, one of those, like, I can't imagine, like, the amount of work and meticulous planning that went to each and every part of the song.
And it shows. It definitely shows.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. So Benny and I, and I'm sure Gus and Dan too, but we were discussing before the show about the theme of weather and like the time of year this album is like best.
Yeah, not necessarily.
Listening.
Like I don't know if Frank really wanted this to happen, but at least for me and Scott, it really invoked like a strong like association with end of summer.
Yeah.
And also today when I was walking home from class in the rain listening to it, I really thought it matched the surroundings like really well.
Yeah.
And I was kind of struck by that.
It's like a seemingly like sweet but also like bitter undertone. It's like the feeling it really embodies the feeling you get even though there's like so much emotions to it, but like when you just listen to it, it like embodies the feeling that you get at the end of August when you like You had a lot of time reflecting over the summer, and you're happy because you're still, but you know that things are gonna go in a different direction soon.
Yeah,
you know?
I think
it's like a change.
You can actually like literally sense that, like
that
undertone.
It's really nostalgic, and I think it's like it's kind of like it's almost the album makes you feel like time is fleeting or something.
Yeah. Yep.
I know that's kind of like. Deep.
Yeah, no, I think you know, there's a lot of deep thoughts on this album. But yeah, no, it's like time is but I also want to say that I think he's also has a positive outlook on the future at times. Like it's I don't want to say it's all like, you know, negative, cuz I think it's more of just like it's very reflective and pensive on the past.
Yeah. It's
I don't think he feels negatively about the future because of his past or anything like that. It's much more of just a reflection that there's more to come and that there's a lot that's been done.
Nice. So we're gonna play. Are we gonna play their next one?
Yeah.
We're gonna play. Yeah, we'll play one more song off the album and then.
PSA.
And then wrap up in PSA and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Siegfried.
Yeah.
So
this one.
take it away, Ben.
Well, this was one of my favorite songs in the album.
I think I agree with that. I think it's one of mine as well.
Me too.
It's very cinematic.
I like the strings, yeah.
Benny and Gus would like the strings because they were arranged by Johnny Greenwood of Radiohead, which is Gus and Benny's band that Gus and Benny
escape
absolutely love. Yeah, can't escape from Radiohead.
But I think everything on the song is really good. The chord progressions, the lyrics, the melodies, the production, just everything.
Yeah, it's just a really well done song. Really well done. We'll let you all hear it. Right now.
Surface, your speckled face, flood crystals hang from your ears, I couldn't gauge your fears, I can't relate to my peers, I'd rather live outside, I'd rather chip my pride than lose my mind out here. Maybe I'm a fool, maybe I should move and settle. Two kids in a swimming pool, I'm not brave. City and taking in the homeless sometimes. I've been living in an idea from another man's mind. Maybe I'm a fool to settle for a place with some nice views. Maybe I should move. Settle down, two kids in a swimming pool. I'm not brave. I'd rather live outside. I'd rather live outside. I'd rather go to jail. I've tried hell. What would you recommend I do?
The other side. This is not my life, it's just a fond farewell to a friend. It's just a fond farewell to a friend. This is not my life, it's just a fond farewell to a friend. It's not what I'm like, it's just a fond farewell. Speaking of Nirvana, it was there. Rare as the feathers on my dash from a phoenix. There with my crooked teeth and companions sleeping, yeah. Dreaming the thought that could dream about a thought that could think of the dream of the thought that could think of dreaming and getting the glimmer of God. I be dreaming and dreaming a thought that could dream about a thought that could think of dreaming a dream where I cannot. Where I cannot. Less more roast and more present. Dwell on my gifts for a second.
a moment. One solar flare would consume, so why not? Spin this flammable paper on the film that's my life. High flights, inhale the vapor, exhale once and think twice. Eat some shrooms, maybe have a good cry about you. See some colors, light hang glide off the moon.
In the dark, in the dark, I do for you. 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 In the dark, I do for
anything for you.
In the dark, I do for
anything for you.
Still missed it. There's one button on this console that I miss every single time.
Every time.
Every time. My ring finger.
It's actually concerning.
It's hilarious.
Oh, I forgot to hear that song. That's okay. So,
that was Siegfried.
That was Siegfried. One of our favorites of the album. Pretty consistently for all of us, it's one of our favorites, I think.
Right.
Yeah. I would say so.
Impressions on the whole album. Let's start with you guys, because obviously I have a lot to say. But
well, you're gonna be the grand finale,
of course,
because you picked the album,
of course. So, no. And no. Gus or Dan or Benny wants to start us off.
Mm-hmm.
Also, call in if you want to. Talk
Oh yeah,
about
call
it.
In if you want to talk. We don't have a ton of time left.
We don't have a ton of time, but if you do happen to call in, that's always appreciated.
It's 855-915-9636.
Yeah. So if you have any thoughts.
I feel like I already talked a lot about the album. I don't know if you guys have anything.
I just don't have that. I only listened to it once. Okay. So,
any negatives? Any things people don't like?
I wouldn't listen to it myself. That's what I'd say. Just because I'm a
Gus likes his rock and roll and his beats.
I like my drums. I like my head banging. But I very much see why this is appealing. Actually, my album that I choose might be actually kind of similar to this album.
Interesting.
In terms of, it's more like a emotional, like,
right,
connection sort of deal, as opposed to like, oh, these beats are dope.
Yeah, that was my thinking going into. Well, yeah, there's a lot
more
albums
to talk about sometimes.
But yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And I think there's a lot of albums where even I have like a connection to the themes of the music, but I don't think there's any album that I can just associate with time or have a pure emotional connection to more than this album for whatever reason that may be.
Mm.
The timing of it coming out probably has a lot of influence.
Didn't
with
it
that,
come out? It came out summer before starting college, right?
Yeah,
for us.
Which I think was a very interesting time to listen to the album.
Yeah.
I
don't think I listened to it that summer. I don't think I listened to it until I came to school.
Yeah.
Probably because of you. You were like, did you listen to Blonde?
Yeah.
And I probably said no.
Yeah. It's
I
one
feel
of,
like a, yeah.
It's one of those albums that, like, I feel like anyone my age that's listened to it, I have like a connection with them. It's like one of those things where, like, if someone else listened to it, I can, like, because I know, like, when they listen to it and how they, it's like, I don't know, it's a connection.
It's
like,
where were you when Blonde was released?
Right. One of those things.
Where were you the day the album dropped?
Yeah.
Any other criticisms or final impressions on it, Dan?
Wait, I think we have 12 minutes.
I know, but we're going to.
We got to do two PSAs and.
PSAs.
Yeah.
Well,
so.
Yeah.
Man.
And I gotta wrap up, which might be a little.
I thought the album was just a really good example of like less is more, and you find so often nowadays with just, I don't know, popular music that people are afraid, I think, to experiment, and people are afraid to, like, be gentle with the art form.
True.
It's not something you see very commonly, especially in, like, this. I think this album definitely strayed away from what makes Frank's genre popular. I don't even know if I could, like, classify this.
I don't think I could even classify it.
It definitely blurs the lines. It was sort of, it's a conceptual, it's like art, it's like, you know how you see films sometimes and certain people classify certain films as, oh, those are art films.
Right.
You know, it's not like, oh, well, that was like an action film. It's like, that was an art film. This is like an art album.
Yeah. Right.
And I just thought it was pretty inspiring that there are people who are willing to say, nah, I'm not going to follow what everybody else does and I'm just going to do my own thing. And he literally just speaks about his life, you know, over some very nice, gentle, smooth, somber, bittersweet, excellent production.
I had played some Benji.
Word. Ooh.
Yeah. But that's other topic.
You can pick that for your album.
No, I don't want to.
Okay. The one complaint that I had, minor complaint, but I think it's a little too long. I think the interludes, there's probably one or two too many, even though they do though they do split it into parts. I think it's maybe
it could have been shortened.
The interludes took a while to grow on me.
Yeah,
like, and of all the tracks,
they're interesting. Also, what do we think about the random Andre verse in the middle?
Amazing!
It's a really good verse.
Crazy. It's unexpected, but it's crazy. Yeah, I remember hearing that, being like, "What?" Yeah, it's just like a really, the beat's weird too. It's a weird beat to rap over, but he just goes off on it. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's
cool.
The interludes took a
yeah.
Used to be my least favorite song on the whole album. I don't count Facebook Story or Be Yourself. Facebook. But my least favorite was Good. Whenever Good Guy would come out, I always skip it because it's just like, you know, sort of sped up him on piano. The song, I like the lyrics, but
it sounded like it was recorded on his iPhone. It sounded like what you would record in your voice memos as like, oh, this is a good idea for a song.
Yeah.
But then he kind of just like put it into the album.
Yeah, I think it probably was, but I think that was like the effect of it. But when I saw him do it live, like so much slower, like then the whole song really hit me. So that took a live experience.
You know what else I thought was cool in the album was the little keyboard melody that goes in the background.
Yeah,
during
that's a sample from another song.
Is it a sample?
Yeah, but
I think it's
from one
it's
of the really people cool. that he's been collaborating with on the album. It's like it's a sample from another song.
I thought it was kind of like I thought it drew influence from To Pimp a Butterfly, like the sort of recurring
like the
thing. Like I'm talking about like the poem.
Found myself screaming in the hallway.
Yeah.
I feel that.
I mean, obviously it's different, but
it is different. I think it's not.
It's like a motif.
Yeah,
I think a lot of hip hop albums are getting more like motivic.
Yeah, the thing with Frank is that he has a lot of motifs that like throughout his career, like cars is just a big thing with him.
Oh,
but
yeah,
not in the traditional sense of like, oh, I got nice cars, expensive Bugattis.
It's like he places the memory. He like associates the memory.
Memories of his past with cars. He associates like parts of his life with the road. Tyler, the Creator, also does this too, especially recently. But he associates like people and like things, like white Ferrari. You could say could have a bunch of different meanings. It's like, you know, a relationship that could be like a white Ferrari in a sense, or like something like so. I don't know, pure like heavenly or something like that, or it could be, you know, people think it, you know, it could be something else. But yeah, it's just a lot of motifs, I think, in this album, which is really, like, my long-lasting impression of this album is that, like I'm not when I listen to music that into lyrics all that much. Like, I listen to a lot of music that doesn't have good lyrics at all.
Really?
Like, lyrics, like
even though you listen to like mostly hip hop,
right? Like I listen to a lot of songs that like, you know, the production's the thing that stands out for me, and this album production definitely stands out for me. But like I think as someone,
I thought the lyrics were just mad poetic.
Yeah, like
at some points, I mean, it just went off, and I was like, it was a poem.
It really, you know, definitely is like very thoughtful with the words that he says, and like the imagery. Like I remember in high school, we talked about F. Scott Fitzgerald.
Ooh.
And like how he like evokes a lot of colors when he writes, like in his books. But I think like I didn't understand that. Like I'd read The Great Gatsby and be like, yeah, I don't see what you're seeing with that. But with Frank Ocean, I do get a lot of colorful things, imagery. Like I feel like he definitely does that in a way that I've never heard anyone on paper or in song do. And I think for me, it like lasted. It gave me an impression that like you could do that yourself, you know, focus on like imagery and like choosing words for what they evoke in people, you know, not just like the straightforward or like metaphorical sense, like just like using words thoughtfully as a way to convey imagery and color, all that good stuff. Like that's one of the things that really lasted on me as an artist. Even though I'm like lyrically challenged, like it's something that motivates me to write more lyrics that can evoke something out of the listener, even if it might be an abstract idea, you know.
Razor looking nice.
And then you have song, and yeah, then you have songs that just gotta be bangers.
But. Yeah, you gotta have some bangers.
Yeah.
Well, I think we are just about out of time. We gotta roll through two PSAs.
Yeah.
Quick one. Do a quick one.
Here, we'll do a quick one.
So that was Blonde. We're going to do this more with other albums of other one. People's choosing.
Don't Drink and Drive.
This one's nice and short.
So there's a lot I could cover. If you ever see me on campus and you want to talk about Blonde, I'm always willing because I have a lot to say about this album.
I don't think any... Well, yeah.
But, yeah. So we covered as much as we could in that. Oh,
hour in the hour.
Thank you. And we probably won't do this. Oh my god, I have a little cold going. We probably won't do this next week.
It's probably gonna be
I don't know if it'll be like a straight up like we'll do this then.
It'll just be
like every month, but we'll figure it out and we'll come up with a name of this and maybe we'll somehow find a way to post this somewhere. Probably
yeah,
not.
let us know if you liked it. Shoot us a Facebook message, Uphill Records Radio, or just Uphill Records. Just Uphill
and if
Facebook.
You'd like to like somehow like we could probably find a way to
and if you like
stream
to
this somehow, could we? I don't know. If we can, we'll try.
I mean, we are on
if
the radio.
Even interest, yeah, you're right. So that was Blonde. Let's give ourselves a pat on the back because that was
boom.
Discussion.
That was I just fun. Felt like I just went to an English class or something.
Yeah, we talked a lot about themes more than I thought.
It was like fun English.
Episode
class.
One of working title show.
Yeah,
done.
So I'm gonna do this quick PSA. Don't drink and drive if you're under the influence of anything. Never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way.
It's true.
That was the world's best and shortest PSA.
Yep.
And then donations drive.
Still going on?
Still. We got a donations drive.
Can we not do the magic school bus?
We don't have to do one of the Rivendell ones. But yeah, if you want to donate, if you want to give back to the community, you can do that on